Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. As we continue with our ongoing feature, On the Farm, we talk with Doug Goring, the North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner.
Let's transition into cattle fish for just a moment. Had a great conversation with Greg Hennessy, the founder of North Star Caviar. Of course, they do the paddlefish eggs, the roe, up in Williston. And I just wanted to get your feelings and views and just kind of your thoughts on North Dakota caviar. Is kind of, that's an unusual product that a lot of people might not understand comes out of North Dakota.
Or appreciate. So, yeah, I think it's great. You know, in many states, they look at aquaculture, they look at ways in which to support the production of fish into diets and doing it in a very responsible manner, which actually eliminates more wild-caught fish, which we're actually depleting the oceans. But caviar, which would be a byproduct, certainly has its place in the global market, has a growing place in the North American market. So this really helps in many respects, and kudos to North Star for actually doing this. They've been quietly under the radar just doing this since 1993, and they became a member of our Pride of Dakota program in 97. They've been making this work. They found ways to do it, and partnering and working with the North Dakota Game and Fish, they have the ability to continue to promote how they're moving forward by offering to clean the fish for free if they can harvest the eggs. And I think that's just a great relationship, a good partnership, and well, it'll be interesting to see how we continue to move forward.
Now, my guess is that there would be a number of regulations put on this, rightfully so. You're talking endangered species, a prehistoric, I don't know about endangered, but a prehistoric type species. You're talking about such a specialized product that I don't even know if another company could come in, because I don't know if the demand would be there. But has there ever been another company that's tried to do this, or do you guys only give out the one nonprofit permit? Kind of talk to me about the competitive nature of this.
Well, and understand that we don't permit this. This would be the North Dakota Game and Fish, because these are, in a sense, wild caught. But what they are doing is, because it is perfectly legal to do what they're doing, they offer a service, and it gives Game and Fish the opportunity to also monitor how many fish are being caught. But the benefit comes from the fact that when they harvest the eggs, they keep the eggs, and then they turn around and use them, sell them back into the market to be utilized by people. And I'm sure over a period of time, you're just going to continue to create an appetite for this. And the proceeds go back to the North Dakota Game and Fish. So the agreement that's set in place has many benefits for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, and there's benefits back to North Dakota because, again, we get to put our name on there, stamp it on there, or North Star does. And it talks about some very good things that kind of come out of this. So, again, we're kind of building on this whole theme that North Dakota has with respect to its resources, and now we're responsibly using them.
I see, as you would need government involvement to make something like this work. Otherwise, you're going to really take out a population. I was talking to him yesterday, and he said the walleyes actually are the biggest threat right now because of the Lake Sakakawea. And when the fish are, the fingerlings are young, the walleyes will just come and eat them. So I can see where this is a very delicate marketplace, if that makes sense.
Well, and we should take that little tidbit of news and information and go out and really encourage more people to go fishing for walleyes.
That's what I told him. I said, if you're going to do a paddlefish versus walleye war, you're going to lose every time, because walleye is going to win out in North Dakota.
And, and with respect to, is there an opportunity for someone else to do this? I think it would be rather difficult. Again, you'd have to strike up some type of agreement with the Game and Fish. You'd have to be set up. You'd have to really go out there and work the marketplace. I mean, think about what North Star has done. I don't want to say it's unprecedented, but it takes a long time to establish your market, and they've done that. Someone else wants to get into this. I'm not going to say it's impossible, and I would hate to discourage anybody, but you really need to look at your resource and how much is North Dakota Game and Fish going to allow these paddlefish to be harvested and how this is going to progress. So until they have a large amount of fish that they're concerned with overpopulation, and I don't believe that this time they're concerned about that, they're more concerned about the walleye eating the frylings, we really have to commend North Star for what they've done, how they're proceeding forward. You know, work with others to find other opportunities out here. This isn't the only fish. There's other fish, and there's other things that one can do. Kudos again to them. The Game and Fish Department is doing a good job of managing, providing good oversight, and doing the agreement in general. I think it's just a good deal.
Yeah, I'd agree. In fact, I think he said less than 3% of his business comes from the North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana area, so he has to rely on so much international business. And you're right, that took years and years to build. This was not an overnight sensation. It took him years to build this business. So I just want to transition into, are there any other specialty products out there that, you know, we might be missing, like ginger or garlic or saffron or truffles or anything like that? Anything that, you know, isn't in the top tier of, you know, even I would call honey even not specialty, because aren't we the number one honey producer in the nation?
We are by far number two. If they doubled their production, they still wouldn't catch up to us. So, yeah, we are the number one honey producer. And with respect to, like you mentioned, ginger, there used to be a law in the books to protect wild ginger from being harvested. The little bit of ginger that has been trying, or some have tried to grow here in North Dakota, it's been a bit of a daunting task, just because our environment, our climate, doesn't mean that it doesn't grow. It just means that it grows very, very slow, and it takes a long time. So for one to make a viable business out of it, it's a lot more difficult. You can go further south. You can go into different environments, tropical environments, and you can do a much better job growing ginger, or I should say wild ginseng. That's the one I was thinking of. I shouldn't mislead people with the ginger comment. It's wild ginseng is the one that was protected for so long in North Dakota.
To listen to the full-length interview with North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring, or to listen to other on-the-farm features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
So now the sharks in the water, babe, they think you're pretty sweet. No, they're never gonna get you with the big old pearly teeth.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by the Pinnacle Travel Plazas of Stanley and Tioga Wednesday morning, February 22nd, and meet MBI. Fill up your cup and learn more about this premier oilfield service company in western North Dakota. MBI has openings for workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand, floor hand, water oil, hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com or meet the team at MBI at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Stanley and Tioga next Wednesday morning, February 22nd.
Well, you're my surfboard, baby. Let me be your boogeyman.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.